It's almost 10 years ago. I think most of us remember Captain Sully, that U.S. Airways flight that landed the plane in the Hudson River, first time ever, at least in our country. The captain of a passenger plane landed the plane in a body of water, risking hundreds of lives, but saving all of them. All 155 passengers were saved. That was in 2009. Now, if you watched the movie, it was somewhat alluded to, but if you read up on Captain Sullenberger, Chesley Sullenberger, you'd read that the number 208 was big for this man. He knew through his education and his decades of flying the amount of time it takes to land a plane safely. Well, those birds, the geese, struck the jets, and knowing that plane was going down, he told himself and his co-pilot, I have 208 seconds before this thing kills us to land it. 208. Now you might think, why 208 seconds? Why don't you just say 3.5 minutes? Well, think about that. For 1 second, just think about it. I'd rather have 208 something than 3.5 something. I think it's obvious, just an easy psychology. I got 208 seconds, I can do this, versus I got 3 minutes and we're dead. That's a big difference. The man became a hero. But as you know, it took over 1.5 years. Because like you and I, we criticize out of ignorance, right? Out of regret, out of jealousy. His co-pilot, his colleague pilots, his boss, all said, you had plenty of time to go to the airport. Why did you have to show off like that? 1.5 years later, they all regretted it. Sully did the right thing. A heroic act of courage. So let's go back like 80 years, Edith Stein. We might know her as St. Teresa Benedict of the Cross. She's born a Jew. She became an atheist when she'd entered junior high. It's perfect, right? She knows everything now because she's 14. She became an atheist. And then she went through high school and entered college. Now you recognize that in the early 20th century, women don't go to college. She did because she was brilliant. She knew more than most of her high school teachers knew. And she challenged her university professors. One of the only women to graduate at that time from European university with a PhD. And then she converted to Catholicism. Because she recognized that it's truth that I was missing. And this church, it teaches the truth. My Jewish faith doesn't have the truth anymore. It's not true that God doesn't exist because I know he exists. That's true. She converted to Catholicism and was killed in Auschwitz. She died a martyr. She's in heaven right now praising God. She's praying for us. Talk about courage. All of those men making fun of her in college, you're a woman. You can't do this. You stay at home. Her university professors arrogant because they're the teacher. They know everything. Constant and constant to the point of death, Auschwitz. She was restricted. She was opposed. She had difficulty. But friends, she acted with courage. That's today's gospel. It's on courage. Courage is the habit to do things when there's difficulty. Not when there's ease. That's not courage. That's common sense. It's easy to do things when there's no hurdle in the way. It's easy to eat when you're hungry. It's hard to diet when you have to lose weight. Courage is that thing that gets in the way of us becoming saints. Because the harder life is, most times people like you and I back up. Think about it in your workplace. Think about it in your family. If something is hard to do, we don't want to do it. The young generation nowadays, unfortunately, as talented as they are, need a hug for everything. They need a care bear to do something good, rather than just doing it because it's the right thing to do. That's what courage teaches us. So let's go back another 2,000 years to the gospel. The blind man, Bartimaeus. He was blind, so people saw him as dumb, as weird, and as an outcast because of a physical ailment. We've come a long way for the most part. But in first century Palestine, he would have been a weirdo because he was blind. And what does he do? He has such faith in the person of Jesus Christ as a Jew, not a Catholic. He wasn't Catholic. He was a Jew. That when he heard that this man was walking by, he shouted embarrassingly for him. And what does the crowd do? The same thing you and I would do. Shh, be quiet. This is weird. This is awkward. Why are you yelling? This is embarrassing me. And he said, "The heck with you. I want to see, and this man will save me." And what do they say to him? Take courage. Bartimaeus was the most courageous person in that crowd. And how was he rewarded? By seeing. But don't just stop there. Friends, in our lives of faith, in our life in general, to differing degrees, you and I have challenges. And we can bury them, put them under the covers. We cannot think about them. We can ignore them. But then they fester. Oftentimes, as odd as it sounds, that very thing in our life, whether it's personal sin, a bad friendship, a boss that doesn't understand us, a spouse that doesn't listen to us, a child that's way off yonder, whatever it is in our life that is difficult, oddly, that's the thing God will use to reach us. In the life of Bartimaeus, it was his eyesight. But Bartimaeus just didn't get his eyes back. He was saved. Jesus saved him. So take the Mass, take the morning, and think about what is it in my life that is getting in the way of Jesus and I? What is it? Where am I a coward? Where am I a wimp? Where in my life am I not doing the right thing because it's hard? We can turn and feel sorry for ourselves and invite people to a pity party. Or we can, like Bartimaeus, act with courage, go to Jesus, and ask him for what we want. The best part of this gospel is what Jesus says. "What do you want me to do for you?" He's like a waiter. He's waiting to serve on us. Do we ever approach Jesus that way? Or are we all muffled in our own unanswered prayers? What makes you think and I think that our prayers are the right prayers? It's kind of arrogant. It's Jesus. He knows what he's doing. He's God. He's a great waiter. He'll deliver the food and drink on time. And it'll taste good. But in the life of this waiter, not just food or drink, and not just eyesight, this waiter we call Jesus that asks us, if we go to him with courage, he asks us, "What do you want me to do for you?" He just wants to save us and bring us to heaven.